I love my shed. I've been sat in here for a little while. It's beautifully warm. 17 degrees outside, but it says 23 degrees inside for some reason, and I've had the doors open most of the night. It just seems to hold the heat really well in its wooden splendour. I think if I ever had to choose house arrest over prison, I'd go for house arrest, but to be more specific, I'd probably go for shed arrest. I don't have a toilet, but I do have plenty of water captured off the roof for washing, and I can always wee in the garden. Everything else I could possibly need is inside here. I've got a pair of really decent stereo monitors. Got my laptop. Got my drinks cabinet. Got my acoustic guitar. Just looking around. I've got a hat collection. You never know when you might need a hat. An immense graphic novel and comic collection, can't speak, enough books and music to last, well, probably me a lifetime. More musical instruments in the corner, from digital keyboards to didgeridoos to a McNally strum stick, a ukulele, harmonicas, one of those things that Rolf Harris used to play. A chaosolator. Could write an album in here very easily if I had the skills to write an album in here very easily. And it's just sanctuary. If you don't have a shed or a space that you can pretend is a shed, then go and buy one of those cheap sheds and just stick it in anywhere, somewhere. The roof. The attic, a spare room, someone else's garden. I think you just got to have somewhere like this. It's crazy. If I think that even though I've got a kind of mains umbilical coming into the shed, should that get severed, I could survive from the solar panels on the roof. I've got 3G as well as kind of channeled Ethernet coming into here, and I guess the more luxuries I mention, the more it doesn't sound like a shed at all, does it? But the thing with a wooden building is it's quite easy just to bolt this stuff on. Most of the stuff I talk about is portable, and I take the laptop out at night and I have kind of an off-site backup that is you know, a hard drive in the house that backs up anything I'm likely to do in here, as well as an encrypted copy I keep here. I've got a light in the window, which is remote controlled, and when I click a button, it says documentally on air. Should anybody be approaching the shed, it stops them from bothering me at times like this when I'm making a recording. Got a desk, two chairs. Find yourself a space, find yourself a sanctuary, somewhere to think and write and compose and share. Somewhere where the doorbell isn't likely to ring. Somewhere where you can turn off all your devices. Like I do that. But I will do. Definitely I'm going to make a habit of doing that. And embracing the solitude as well as the sanctuary. So I'm really appreciating it this tonight. And will I appreciate it just as much in the winter? Possibly. I'm planning a wood-burning stove. I just have to move an increasing collection of Lego minifigs out of the way. I think wood-burning stove trumps Lego any day. Unless, of course, it's a wood-burning stove made of Lego, which wouldn't really be practical. Sheds. I heart sheds. In particular, this shed. DocuDen. DocuDen on Twitter, actually, if you happen to want to follow an inanimate object.